Quantity versus quality. There are two kinds of security companies for your home or business. The mega company, whose motivation is to install as many systems as possible as quickly as possible. The second is a local, family-owned company like Advent Security. The mission at Advent Security is serving our clients and community at large. For your free, no-obligation security survey, call Advent Security, 215-576-7111. Protecting homes and businesses since 1979. 215-576-7111.
Good morning and welcome to Balanced Life. I'm Renee Gable with InTouch Marketing Concepts, strengthening your business identity. I'm the host today of Balanced Life. And today we have Michael Moffitt with Advent Security. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Great to have you. I was excited to have Advent Security here because I think part of a balanced life is feeling like your family is safe and secure. And I'm hoping, Michael, today you can give us tips on how to do that. But first, start off with, how did you start working at Advent Security? What brought you there?
It was a meeting of the minds. I went to high school with one of the owners of the company, and we knew each other in high school and then reconnected after we were out of school for a year or two, and they had started Advent and asked me to come on board, and the timing was right with another job that I was leaving. And that was about 32 years ago.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. And you know something about balanced life. You are one of 12 children.
I am.
That's amazing.
There is no balance.
Yeah.
back when growing up.
Balance.
Anyway. Yeah, growing up, it was, you know, a crazy household. And you get different tips that come from living in a household that has, it was basically two families. The first six had moved on. By the time I came along, I'm 10th of 12. And I was really blessed to have a great family growing up, and shared with me balance from seeing my parents learn how to raise that kind of family and that size family and how they manage to balance. And so I feel like I've got it pretty easy with three kids.
Oh, my goodness. You do. That sounds simpler. But I think you had safety just in numbers growing up.
Yes.
But if someone were to be looking for a home security system or a security system for their business, what should they consider?
There are probably three main ways that you can go. The newest being with wireless systems, there's definitely a do-it-yourself market if you are up to it. It does take some patience and some know-how and a little bit of technical ability, but that is a possibility. Kind of setting that aside, there are the big box companies that are, you know, nationwide, and then there are companies like Advent, which are more local, family-owned, and you just tend to get a little bit more personal service. And I would say before, during, and after, we just tend to be a little bit more thorough about system design and all the aspects of what they can do for a family, not just to, you know, sell a system.
I think it's important when a system is protecting your family and your home and your property and your belongings. It's important to know you're going to get a local person and that 24/7 monitoring and such. And I think I never realized there's so much more involved with the security system, such as fire system, sprinkler system, monitoring, environmental systems that can tell hot or cold or that type of thing. So tell me more about that.
Yeah, I would say one thing that people really need to keep in mind is that getting the system is one thing. And traditionally, they've been burglar alarms, right? Catch the bad guy. Mm-hmm. And then fire alarms and a panic button if you have a medical situation. And now they have broadened into environmental and keep an eye on the sump pump. Let you know if you're away from the house during the cold months that maybe the heater has a problem. So before the pipes freeze. So those type of things can be tied in. Probably the biggest factor that we try and hit on with folks as they consider making an investment in a security system is that beyond the alarm going off are all the things, you know, a system is supposed to give you peace of mind. But if you have some false alarms and you have your neighbors being called and the police or fire coming out, that the services that you're requiring from them after the fact can really affect your peace of mind if you have a system that and a company that you can't get a hold of and is not responsive to come out and take care of it. So the system affects much more than your own family, as it involves the authorities and maybe the folks on your call list.
Okay. And can you tell from your phone or iPad or computer, can you check in on your security system? Do they communicate?
The newer systems, probably in the last 5 years or so, have gone to a technology that allows two-way communication.
Okay.
Again, historically, the systems would call us. We would know what type of alarm it is and then respond accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
With the new systems, there's a what they refer to in the industry as enhanced services mm-hmm. that allows you to be in direct communication with the system. So aside from one of our operators calling you to tell you that we have a water sensor and we received an alarm, you can receive a text directly to you. So maybe that's a layered approach. And also systems that will alert you, you know, if you have a latchkey child that's coming in, that you can just simply get a text that, yes, you know, they came in within the window that you were expecting them. So there is a lot more real-time communications between, or there can be, between the end user and the system without even the central station needing to be involved.
I think that's amazing. I never knew security systems involved all that. You're right. I thought it was just for burglary, who got through the window, not realizing we need to monitor the sump pump. I wish I had that a few years ago, or fire and such. So do you also install video surveillance and video cameras at the home?
Yeah. What's referred to as CCTV systems, primarily we were doing commercial early on.
Okay.
It's a fairly newer phenomenon for folks to have, you know, camera systems in their home, maybe the last 5 to 7 years. But yeah, we provide all level of services for the traditional security systems and camera systems. And there's even some varieties in there, that one that's more of a nanny cam. That
okay.
you can just kind of peek in and check on your child just as you would if you were downstairs and the child was up in the crib. But you can do that when you're away from the home. And then the next level is to really have cameras that are recording 24/7.
Okay. I think we have to keep in mind it's not just residential. It is for commercial.
Correct.
Also.
Thank you. Yes.
So that's great to know. Okay. So what security systems, what do they consist of and how much do they cost?
In general, the traditional system is door and window sensors, motion detectors or glass break detectors. So it's kind of a layered approach. A company like ours asks the right questions. It really is to get it easy to fall into a trap of just cookie cutter. Most homes are similar, you know, two or three doors. And but really the makeup of the family, whether you have pets, and your expectations of the system can really play into the cost of a system. So they're as low as a $99 system for a basic package, which would probably work in a row home or a smaller home. And, you know, a monthly of maybe $35 to $40 a month. And to the big and custom systems, which, you know, probably on the high end are about $5,000 for a really big home that is fully covered. And the monthly is about the same.
Okay, I guess you do have to customize it depending on the dwelling or the business. And I actually don't think that's a bad price for protecting your family and property and such. I know there's great tips on your Facebook page, Advent Security on Facebook. You give so many tips from home and idling your car in the snow and fences and things like that. So I hope our audience looks at your Facebook page. And if they want to get in touch with Advent Security, how would they do that, Michael?
Yeah, our phone number, we're in Orland, Pennsylvania, which is right by the Fort Washington Exchange of the Turnpike. We've been there for about 20 years. That's our main headquarters. The phone number there is 215-576-7111. And you can see us at AdventSecurity.com. Yeah, and any of the associates would be able to help. And we're glad to field phone calls with questions about, you know, even the initial process of, you know, how to design a system. And before we would even come out, we're happy to talk to you on the phone.
An actual local real-life person will answer?
All the time.
Ah, oh, that's wonderful. Okay, we will be back after the break. Please stay tuned with Michael Moffitt from Advent Security. And I'm Renee.
If you like Car Talk, catch Under the Hood Saturday and Sunday mornings from 6 to 7. Exclusively streaming on 1180WFYL.com. Worldwide on your computer or mobile device. Stream Under the Hood this Saturday morning from 6 to 7 at 1180WFYL.com or on your favorite mobile device. Go to our website at 1180WFYL.com to find out more.
Friends, Janet Parshall here, host of In the Market with Janet Parshall. I'm excited about partnering with 1180 AM WFYL to bring you a fast-paced conversation every Sunday. As you listen to In the Market, we'll examine major news stories and issues, equipping you to be bold when voicing truth in a confused and chaotic culture. I look forward to engaging my new friends at 1180 AM WFYL every Sunday at 12:05 p.m. on In the Market.
Tune in to Horsepower for an Hour Saturdays at 8 a.m. on WFYL 1180 a.m. near Valley Forge, the cradle of liberty. Horsepower for an Hour is your ultimate stop for automotive radio. Donnie and Spence bring you everything automotive. Horsepower for an Hour every Saturday at 8 a.m. on WFYL 1180 a.m. Working for your liberty.
It's the Horsepower for an Hour Show.
Hi, this is Mark Sizek, your host on This Is My Word, each Sunday at 8:05 a.m. Our speaker is Dan Peters, senior pastor at Limerick Chapel and author of the new book, 16 Counseling Sessions with the Wonderful Counselor. Join us each Sunday morning at 8:05 a.m. for a 25-minute Bible study with Dan Peters from Limerick Chapel, right here on WFYL 1180 a.m.
Hey, everybody, this is Laura Ingram. Thanks for listening to my show and the other great programs carried live on WFYL 1180 AM, broadcasting from the historic Cradle of Liberty area, Valley Forge and Philadelphia.
Quantity versus quality. There are two kinds of security companies for your home or business. The mega company, whose motivation is to install as many systems as possible as quickly as possible. The second is a local, family-owned company like Advent Security. The mission at Advent Security is serving our clients and community at large. For your free, no-obligation security survey, call Advent Security, 215-576-7111. Protecting homes and businesses since 1979. 215-576-7111.
Hello, we are back with Michael Moffitt from Advent Security here in Orland, Pennsylvania. Welcome back, Michael.
Thank you.
I'd love to talk about some tips and tricks that we can give our audience on how to secure their home and their families.
Well, apart from an electronic security system, the typical keeping your shrubs trimmed back and so that your neighbors, if you have them, can, you know, sort of keep an eye on your home. And having good outdoor lighting that as you approach the home, that you have some assistance after dark, that, you know, some lights are coming on. And that way, if somebody's poking around the home when you're not there, that they are kept guessing. So some of those basic things, and, you know, obviously you're probably much more likely these days initially to have your car broken into in your driveway than someone coming into your home. So I think there's been a lot of learned lessons of, you know, locking the car, not leaving the keys in the car, and some obvious things like that. But the electronic security then just takes it to the next level that, you know, once you use your key and lock the door, that there's another level that if someone were to come and get that door open, that electronically an alarm goes off, sends us a signal, and we're able to act on your behalf. And now again, with the new systems, you can get that signal directly to you. So you're alerted at pretty much at the same time that the central station and the police are alerted. That's very new. You know, you used to have to wait for that call.
And that's in real time.
Yeah.
That's really great. So what does the future hold? It sounds like it's technology-based, maybe phone, computer, iPad-based.
Yes, it's gone from the earliest alarm systems was a tape-recorded voice. the alarm goes off, the tape recording would call the police department and then say that there is a burglary in progress at 486 North School Lane, would deliver the information to them, and then they would respond. So that's the earliest dialer. Now we have a central station operator who's able to bring some humanity to it, discern is it a burglar alarm or a fire alarm, and then respond accordingly. What's coming down the ages, with a lot of technology, they build add-ons, and then the add-ons become part of the system. So right now with our security system, it's a burglary and fire, and then you add on these other solutions for keeping an eye on the sump pump, the heater, anything that's a critical level, the little water detector that's sitting in your water heater pan, that if the water heater lets go, you can get a call before it's catastrophic, that there's a problem. So those things are being more tied into the systems almost automatically, and it's just a matter of whether you turn them on or not.
Okay.
We've gone from security systems to security solutions. So there's more to keep an eye on and more for your monitoring dollar.
True. It's much more encompassing than it used to be, for sure. So we had stayed, we went on vacation and stayed in a home 5,000 miles away, and the owner lived 2,000 miles away. She was able to lock the doors, turn the lights on when we either entered or left. So is your system able to do that?
Yeah, it does get a little creepy. I know that if you have those solutions activated, mm-hmm. Yes, everything from automatic door locks and, I'm not sure whether there was cameras in that system that she's hopefully outside.
I was looking around. I was hoping not.
But they can, there are other ways. The activity of the door closing can send her a message, at a certain time. So it can be very specific and all-encompassing. Mm-hmm. In general, I think it just gives you the ability to have some connectivity with your home, mm-hmm. and be able to check on it. More so than just getting a call that the sump pump has a problem. One of our owners has a home that's critical, and he has a camera that's looking in that area. So if he gets that call, he can take a look and see, is there something really going on, or was it maybe just something backed up momentarily? So having those layers of the information from the signal and then actually being able to check it, mm-hmm. or pick up your phone and confirm that it's armed or disarmed, and get the whole history of what happened, that is real time, and there's a huge advantage to that.
So is there a phone app that you download and it gives you all this information related to the Advent security system?
Yes. There are two different platforms that we have, and they both have, apps that you find on the Apple Store or the App Store. And it's just a free app, and that's your gateway. On the side of the system in your business or home, that's where the services are turned on. Mm-hmm. And then when you download the app, it allows you into those areas. But it's all prescribed during the time that you're designing the system and what your expectations are from it from day one. And I always try and highlight that it's nice to know you have a newer platform that in the future, if something changes, you're able to have the benefit of those features then when you need it. You don't have to do it all up front. It can be pretty basic to start, and then you can build as things present themselves.
Oh, that's good to know. I like that. I was watching Channel 3 this week, and they had the smart home featured on there, where ceiling fans and garage doors can now be integrated with an existing security system. I mean, where technology is going is amazing.
Yeah, they have something called geofencing that the system is able to, if you enroll your cell phones, there's an interchange, a play between the system and sensing where the cell phones are. With the extreme example being all the cell phones leave a 10-mile area around the house and the garage door is open. So then either all or some would get a text like, did you mean to leave the garage door open? And then you would be able to actually close the garage door from that app. So that's kind of a Amazing.
Big Brother's watching us, I think. It's finding all of our mistakes, which can be good and can be bad. But so tell me a little bit more about Advent Security and the services you provide.
It is a family-owned business. Mm-hmm. Rick and John Owen started the company, again, going on 40 years ago, probably 38 or so, and modeled ourselves after the best custom companies that were, you know, around at the time, mm-hmm. and have always had a more serious mindset about systems. And we're kind of surprised sometimes when people take it lightly. It is, you know, it is your family security. It is your neighbor's inconvenience if there's a problem and they're on your call list. And so there's a lot more involved. We try and help people see that it is a serious decision. And, you know, we have pretty much packages that can meet most budgets. That hasn't always been the case. We've been more of a custom company, but we've now developed, you know, $99 systems that a lot of people hear about advertised through the big box companies. With us, we've developed that business model. The benefit is whether it's big and custom or small and basic, you end up with a local company that's always there, and you always have somebody on the inside, your rep you'll always be able to get to. Our owners have always, you know, been pretty free with their contact information, that people feel like if there's a problem, they can get a hold of them. And I think most of us have followed suit. So that, I think that leaves people feeling pretty good about the decision after the fact. And at 3 a.m, who's going to be there? Somebody like me.
Well, you're pretty nice. Okay, that would be great. It's nice to know that you're competitive, even up against the big guys, but it's also nice to know that you bring that personal element and that connection, whether it be personal and an actual person or to someone's cell phone and keeping that connection. And I don't know if people realize, but Advent Security is the security system for Mercer and Michener Museum. If they trust you, many people should trust you, including businesses, because there's a lot of wonderful artwork and museum quality items there. So you do it from the single owner home to large businesses and even museums and such.
Yeah, and probably best known for when systems were the majority hardwire, that it really was a craft to be able to you know, in the Pine Street Church in Philadelphia, get a wire from point A to point B and not be disturbing historical aspects. So that's kind of one extreme. Two, you know, your typical Chestnut Hill, Jenkintown, Doylestown, big stone home. And so that's what we cut our teeth on, really doing fantastic custom installations. The wireless definitely makes it easier today, but when we need to, we can still run a wire. And you know, every home is a little different.
Well, again, coming back to a balanced life, I think having your family and your home and your property and your business and employees knowing that they'll be safe having a security system at their place of work, I think that's very important. We appreciate you coming today, Michael, with Advent Security. Can you please tell us how we can get a hold of you?
Yes, the number again at Advent Security is 215-576-7111. And it's a full, you know, complement of departments, you know, for all your needs. And sales would be happy to put you in touch with somebody to just answer any initial questions. We really encourage people to, you know, shop around and know, you know, that line that an educated customer is our best customer is definitely true. Once people begin to understand all the aspects, what goes into getting the system installed, someone's going to come in and pretty much be through your home. A lot of the big companies, there's a lot of subcontracting. You're not sure who it is. They're all trained insured longtime employees that would be in your home, and it helps.
That's great. Thank you, Michael Moffitt from Advent Security, for coming in today and showing us that a safe life can be a balanced life, because balanced life matters. Again, Michael Moffitt with Advent Security, and I'm Renee with InTouchMarketingConcepts.com. Have a great day.
quantity versus quality. There are two kinds of security companies for your home or business. The mega company, whose motivation is to install as many systems as possible as quickly as possible. The second is a local, family-owned company like Advent Security. The mission at Advent Security is serving our clients and community at large. For your free, no-obligation security survey, call Advent Security, 215-576-7111. Protecting homes and businesses since 1979, 215-576-7111.